Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First hour of the midday show with Andy and Randy here on a Tuesday morning. Brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get back into the some news and notes from the National Football League over the last 24 hours. As a lot of folks reporting to mandatory minicamp, some other teams and not. Also, some people not reporting to mandatory minicamp. Quarterbacks wearing sleeves on their arms because their arms are tired.
That are 25 years old.
Yeah, just young people throwing too much, I suppose. So anyway, we'll get to that. We'll get back into a couple of different Falcons topics at 12:20 as well. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20. And we, I think, did a pretty good job yesterday of explaining the House settlement. I felt pretty good about our legalese. B.A. will get in here and help us with that a little bit
more. Yeah, because I went back a little bit and read more and more because of that big, long article on CBS Sports about it. I was like, okay, this right here seems like it's something that I don't care about. I don't want to care about. Let's just play the damn games.
Yeah.
Because when the games are actually players on the field, running, hitting, tackling, we ain't worried about none of that.
Mm-mm.
So let's just hurry up and get to that part.
I know, but time goes by so slowly.
Let's hurry up and get to that part, man. Because I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of hurt feelings. I know that.
Yeah.
And a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of kids left out, Nicole.
Well, let's get Mike in here. Mike knows a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff.
Yes.
What did you make of the House settlement and some of the rules coming out of it?
All I know is that a private equity fund has just invested $500 million into Penn State's athletic department. So look out, Oregon. Look out, Ohio State. We're coming because we've got $500 million of private equity capital. Now, I have no idea what the calculus is on how that investment is, like how the dividend is paid on that. I'll just let Pat Kraft, the athletic director, figure that out because we got a $500 million wad that we can go throw at five-star quarterbacks now.
You know who I bet hates that information being public? Is coaches.
Yes.
Because people aren't going to know the details of it, but they're just going to be like, well, James Franklin had $500 million to spend and they couldn't even beat Ohio State. Like, that's people are going to do.
Well, geez. Then that could very well happen again. UCLA, I think, also got a similar investment from the same group yesterday. I think where we're going with it, Andy, is that everyone will have that.
Right.
Everyone's going to get a wad of cash, and you know what you do with it is eventually, you know, I guess up to the coaches and the players. To me, I don't really think the settlement changes much. You know, what would dramatically change things is if you implement some kind of hard cap. Like I know there is a quote unquote salary cap for individual payments, but unless you implement like a hard cap and it's a reasonable number that can be hit by all of the Power Four schools. And when I say reasonable number, I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's $10 million. I don't know if it's $100 million, but you're still pretty much in the same boat. You're going to have 10 to 15 programs who are going to have all the cash. Yep. They're going to be able to go out and buy all the players. There's no real checkpoints or restrictions on limiting a player's ability to transfer. The rosters expand now to, I think, 105 in football from 85. That's a dramatic, dramatic change. I think this doesn't fix anything. I don't think. I mean, I know a lot of people are really happy about it, but if you're like me, who thinks college football was never better than it was when it peaked in 1991, this does nothing for me. And I picked 1991 because that was the final year before all the conferences blew up, before Arkansas and South Carolina went to the SEC, right. Florida State to the ACC, Penn State to the Big Ten. 1991 was the last year where we had some purity and a lot of independence. And
a great national champion.
Co-national champion, yes. Yeah. That is true. But again, like, really think about that for a second. And I know they were the national finalists 2 years ago, but there was something kind of cool about Washington being able to come up and compete with Miami and not just have it predetermined at the beginning of the year that your national champion was going to be either Alabama, Georgia, or Ohio State.
Right.
That was fun. You know, we don't have that anymore, unfortunately. But, hey, you know, the playoff could expand to 16, and that could throw everything up in the air as well. But I don't think the House settlement really did much to fix anything.
No. Okay.
Debbie Downer here. Sorry,
everyone. No, I agree.
Hires for the Hawks yesterday, like, as was being described, big hires for the Hawks. They went out and got two veterans of it, one from the Pelicans, one from the Sixers, mm-hmm. been there a long time, all those different things. Mm-hmm. What went behind it, and what are your thoughts on that?
It sounds like Ansi Salah is in charge.
Okay.
That I think the way everything was written, they're reporting to the GM. I hope I have that right.
That's what I read.
The team has not.
People they hired yesterday.
Now, here's the weird thing. The team has not confirmed any of this. And in fact, Lauren Williams of the AJC, and I don't know if something changed between when I saw her tweet yesterday that the Shams report was not true. I don't know if that has since changed and now everything is confirmed, but as last I saw it yesterday, mm-hmm. I haven't had internet at my house. We had a tree take out the cable line, so I'm like way out of the loop. But the team hasn't confirmed any of this, so I don't think we know for sure what the structure is. But based on what's been reported, it sounds like Ansi Salah is the GM. Everyone reports to him, but these are more voices in the room that can contribute. It sounds like the initial plan to hire a president of basketball did not come true. Again, I told you guys, I think 6-7 weeks ago, I know they had a candidate in mind for that. It clearly did not happen because now, you know, reportedly these hires have been made. And it sounds like they're not going to hire a president to oversee all of this right now. So I know they had something targeted. I don't know on what side that broke down. I don't know if the team had second thoughts, if the individual had second thoughts. I do know they talked to a lot of people. And these two names yesterday that came out were not names I heard in the initial discussions that they were having. Yeah. I heard a lot of different names, not these guys. The one of them, I think, got let go as GM of the Dumars, Pelicans, right? Yeah, now that sounds like I've talked to some people in New Orleans, and they say the guy they brought in from the Pelicans actually had a big, big role in finding Herb Jones and Dyson Daniels and some of the not obvious talent that you would have to go out and scout, and that Joe Dumars was just trying to take more control of the basketball operations. So it's not like he was fired for messing anything up. It's just a restructuring. The guy from Philadelphia, I really don't know much about that other than it sounds like he's got an analytics background. So now you got a team in place that can go ahead and use these draft picks.
More analytics, huh?
That, but then also, you know, obviously they've got those draft picks, but then after that, the decision to Trey in the offseason.
Yeah, that too.
Like, I mean, none of us really know anything about these guys, so it's hard to say, can you apply these hires to that process at all? But is there anything about getting more experience in the front office that lends a thought towards what the offseason might look like?
No, I wish
it's all just kind of throwing crap.
There was kind of a hint, right? Like, this guy came from a team that tried to trade for Trey Young,
right? So, right.
Like that,
or this is what this guy did when he took over this team with their veteran or something.
Yeah, I mean, what we know about Ansi Salah is he comes from Golden State, and Golden State built through the draft. the Hawks drafted Trae Young. You know, again, we talked about OKC and Indiana. OKC built through the draft. They identified the player they wanted to build around, and they did it. Indiana had to regroup more through the trade market, although, you know, some of their pieces are OG Pacers. But no, I honestly, I don't know if there's any, like, obvious hint out there right now as to, okay, they've hired these guys, so this is what it means for Trae. Sounds like Trey's been chilling in Oklahoma City, watching the finals. That is his hometown. He grew up as a huge Thunder fan. I saw a quote attributed to him that now he's really, really getting fired up seeing this firsthand, a finals experience, which is great. You want a hungry, motivated Trae. I still think they are pretty close. They need one more guy. It could be a big guy, but one more guy that could put them in this conversation of, you know, sixth, fifth in the East. Anything beyond that, I think they would need a lot more.
Because the draft is coming so soon, right? I mean, it comes so fast after the finals. How soon do you think you'll start seeing some moves, Mike, as far as trying to get players for draft picks this year?
Yeah, probably pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Probably draft night.
Okay.
You know, that's where it really starts to take off. And, I mean, the way that the final schedule is running – if the finals goes seven games,
draft next day.
The draft is like 2 days later.
Right.
So probably draft night. Remember, everything that's announced on draft night is technically unofficial until I think the 4th of July or something.
Yeah, 6th, I think, this year.
Yeah, 6th of July.
Yeah, because the 4th is a weekend.
But, yeah, you're right. It's Friday. So it would be the 6th or the 7th. But that should – I'm sure the back room – discussions are already happening because you know the draft order.
Right.
You know what the draft order will be. So you can really start plotting that out right now.
There was a report last week that there had been, I know it's like internal, which maybe means they were talking about it, about Kevin Durant.
Not the first time we've heard that.
Yeah, the Hawks, that is.
Yeah, yeah. With the Hawks. And there was a report that came out right after the trade deadline that the Hawks were in it for Kevin Durant, or at least trying. I think Durant's a lot more likely than Miles Turner. Why would Miles Turner want to leave Indiana?
Yeah.
Unless they're completely out of money and he's trying to get a huge paycheck. But I don't know if there's a guarantee that he could improve upon his financial situation dramatically by coming to Atlanta.
Right.
Remember, I think Tony Ressler has made it very, very clear. He'll go into the apron or the tax if he thinks he can assemble a team that is championship caliber. Adding Miles Turner to the Hawks with no other additions makes them better, probably keeps them out of the play-in. I don't know if that makes them a championship team. So I don't know if that meets Tony Ressler's standard for how much he wants to spend. The Durant thing, look, Trae idolizes him. Trae grew up watching him play in Oklahoma City. He still has some tread on the tires. He would make the Hawks interesting, a little more relevant. How old is he?
37. Yeah. Plus, you'd have to give up a ton to get him because he's on a big contract.
So,
it would be a trade.
Yeah.
That's not a free agent thing.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
It'd be a
that.
Real gamble.
Well, it's a absolute win-now move, mm-hmm. you know, and
right.
you'd better yes. hope that in the next 3 years, probably less than 3 years,
yeah.
And you got to pray that he stays healthy. I'd rather stay on the track that the Hawks have been on, which is continue to develop your younger guys. It is very interesting, though, because when you say Durant, that is not the first time we have seen those reports. So obviously there's something behind that. I'd imagine Anzi probably has a relationship with Durant dating back to when KD was with Oklahoma City or with Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, when you look for hints, all right, you know, that might align a little bit, but boy, you'd have to give up a ton to make
that's
that.
What I'm saying, like, you would dent your team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you are abandoning your entire development track to bring in a 37-year-old and hope that it works out in 3 years.
Yeah, plus you'd have to give him up to make the money work, you'd have to trade Jalen Johnson. They'd probably want Zachary Risacher as well.
And I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I have a lot of respect for Kevin Durant. I am not giving up Zachary Risacher and or Jalen Johnson for Kevin Durant. I'll stick with what I've got. Mm-hmm. Now, that's my opinion.
Right,
that's not
right.
their opinion. So we'll have to see. He would make everything interesting. I mean, the Hawks would be on NBC and Amazon and ABC quite a bit.
They would mention the Hawks in the NBA podcasts that I listen to.
Yeah.
Whereas now they do not.
Yeah. And Durant is almost certainly not going to be a Phoenix Sun next year.
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay. You know, again, you're looking for hints. I heard over the weekend someone threw out on this station, threw out Giannis's name.
Oh, yeah.
Connected to the Hawks. Well, all right. Giannis is not going to be, in all likelihood, a Milwaukee Buck next year. So now let's play that out. How do you make it work, and what would you have to give up to make it fit? Giannis, I think that would excite me a lot more than Durant, just because Giannis is younger, but it's kind of still the same deal. You'd better be darn sure that you're going to get something out of that in the next, you know, in Giannis's case, probably 3 to 5 years. They're still playing at an elite level.
Yes.
But, boy, Father Time catches up with you really, really quick.
Especially when you're carrying load.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the beating and how physical Giannis plays anyway.
Yeah.
If you're picking between those two options, though, Giannis makes way more sense.
Clearly.
Just in terms of age and, like, both sides of the ball,
fit with
Trey.
And he can play a lot of different positions. Yeah. He can even play center, and that takes care of your question there. So, you know, we'll just have to see. But it is kind of fun that we are at least lightly talking about those names. I don't know how realistic it is. I have no idea where this Miles Turner thing is coming from.
Make them say no.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Yeah, like, I remember there was a really big-time free agent that – everyone was trying to get a meeting with. This is like 10 years ago. And the Hawks actually did get a meeting. It might have even been Durant. I'm trying to remember.
I think it was.
I'm sure it was when Durant was leaving.
Was it when he was leaving Golden State?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No. It was way before this. Actually, it might have been Dwight. The year before Dwight actually became a Hawk. And they were trying really hard to get a meeting with Dwight, and they got it, and at least they made Dwight say no.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm with you. Like, just
and then
the
Dwight
room
said
and,
yes.
And then, well, a lot changed year over year, I guess.
We got some answers to some minicamp stories, Andy.
Oh, great.
And it's another one with extreme caution for another player.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll tell you who we're being extremely cautious with on the other side here. Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Mike.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.